lights down low. Come on, come on, come on. Turn on your radio.
Cupertino. Broadcasting in stereo from Cupertino. My name is Don Campo.
Turn on your radio.
Special guest today, Dino DeMuro.
Turn on your radio.
It's time for No Pigeonholes.
Stay tuned, because in a little bit, my pal Don is going to explain to you how best to put that tender to work in public radio. And stay tuned for Amy DeNayo, Dino DeMuro, Charlie Mendoza, YU, Randy Gregg, Heather Perkins, Ken Klinger, R. Michael Torrey, Rudy Schwartz, Project Nick, Girth, Evan Cantor, Daniel Johnston, Tom Burris, Tom Ferguson, Dan Fioretti, Lord Letterman's Hate, Nicole Campo, Roberta Eklund, Greg Gregg.
And phases of our little world catch on. big one? Is that the big one? Everybody's worried about the big one. I didn't listen to the power of nature, 'cause I'm being my old lazy self. My friends still encourage my laughter, don't they know it's tearing me up? The bonds and promises of time eternal, the lava and the graying and the fury and wrath. All the people with tragic conclusions to pay for the earth's everlasting orgasm. When the tidal wave hits, there's nothing you can do. Don't play with matches, you might get burned. We'll look back and we'll laugh at the things that we wanted but couldn't get done.
Oh, oh, here comes the shaking. Got me shaking around the world. You can rock and roll and Richter my world. So don't play with matches. You might get burned. I'm on my way.
Okay, brand new material, world exclusive premiere from yours truly, Don Campo, and Lord Litter from West Berlin. West Berlin, Germany. And it's after 3:15. This is KKUP in Cupertino. The program is called No Pigeonholes. It's a program of underground music and home tapes from around the world. If you haven't heard the show, welcome to the wild and woolly Netherlands of No Pigeonholes.
Thank you.
Can
I leave now?
We've got a very special guest in our KKUP studios from Los Angeles, California, the home taping megastar, Dino DeMuro. We've done Dino's special here several times in the past. When he's come out with new tape, we'll talk about the new stuff that Dino's working on, why he's in the San Jose area.
After 2 years. Wanted to leave as much room around the earthquake as possible.
And we'll be playing music by him and some of Dino's favorites. Now, Dino also reviews for a magazine called Option Magazine. Perhaps you've seen it in the music stores and record stores. It's a little slicker than your average underground publication. You wouldn't exactly call it Option Underground anymore, but they still do feature cassette reviews and some home tapes. Their home tape exposure is lacking now, but is being picked up by magazines such as Hal McGee's Electronic Cottage and Gajube, magazines like that. We'll tell you more about the underground music scene as we go on during this very special theme show called the Mutual Admiration Theme. That's our theme today, okay, Dino?
Well, but I don't admire anybody.
Okay, well, we'll talk about the people I admire, and you can comment on them, okay? Now, Dino did bring some favorites from some of the tapes that he's received recently, and of course, I have a ton of new tapes that we haven't played from before as well. As a matter of fact, Dino has brought unreleased material from his brand new, is it two tapes or three CDs? We can't exactly figure out the scope of this new release, Dino, but
looks like it may be a three-cassette release, Don.
Wow.
Possibly re-released as a CD someday.
Wow. But that's going to be called Veterans Day Massacre, is that correct? That's
the working title, yeah.
And we'll hear three. In fact, let's start off with one of the tracks that may be on this tape, huh? Or this
Roger
is an outtake.
Gave his brother more tracks. He did it through a special bouncing trick he'd learned, and talked to all who followed him when he returned from travels far and wide. Beyond the realm of suicide, conversions to his cause. And once the sounds were laid on through, he pressed the pause. And look to you to fill the gaping lack of substance abuse. It was not among the responses he expected, though think they call it? Cloak and daggers in your eyes tonight, my dear. Such fear of intimate exchange with Roger Herringbone. You're never sure until you play the name. You took his bow and vile thoughts and spread them to a shiny gloss. You took a pill with number three and made it nine by simple multiplicity. You took a tape from silent screams and punished record below his knee. This particular frame of reverence. Oh, locked him in a vault and said, stay, don't go, remain, no movement, please. Tarry, abide, dwell, reside, and when his followers came to see his version of tranquility, the tricky Rogers sent them alone. Instead, tranquility base here, the sequel has landed. Roger Herringbone took a fork and called it Spoon of Last Resort. He got a bill from limos he had never ridden. He cried one night at all the bodies that still are hidden. He passed many a begging homeless heap and finally threw a pile of pennies into the street. Suicide, my friends, is only the end to a means. Just a place where you can say, I've taken it to the streets. But 7 years and a kid, she was back on the market again. There was a kind of magic to the way she avoided me. This underlying genius to the way she shuffled her men like a tarot deck and read them top to bottom, head to toe, before having yet another go.
Myself. I'm set for the challenge of my life. Yeah, I'm tired of being kissed and pushed and mothered. Yeah, watch out, baby, here I come with all my might. I'm tired of dragging my feet. I'm weary of addicted love. Yeah, but I'm not gonna keep paying for the rest of my life. Watch out, baby.
If I could have seen her coming, I might have had a moment to break. Chirping my Reeboks on the Sheraton shiny wooden dance hall floor. More of her hair than I'd ever seen. I blinked and blonde strands got caught in my lashes. Perfume so strong I could eat it, but I freebased instead. Franny Spencer had so completely attached to me, I had trouble seeing that she was no longer my dream. But sometimes if I wake up in the middle of a great one and force myself back to find the lost thread of it, even with saliva gulping monsters and strobing sidewalks, the new dream is just as good as the old.
Franny Spencer gripped and pressed and rubbed her skull against mine, like doll heads scraping
Her apologies for frivolous high school rejections pounding through me like a contact microphone. At the no-charge bar, my Diet Coke and rum and me felt kinda smug. Chelsea and Donna, Lorraine and Kathy and even Suzette, what was it they always said? Guys our age are strays. We're going with strapping men of 28. But now 20 years later, those guys would have to be dug out with shovels or emptied from their urns just to show up. And how much fun can you have rolling around naked in sand and dirt? So now I'm buying them drinks, I'm suddenly okay, I'm actually some sort of prospect despite my freaky ways. And all of them look old enough to be my babysitter. Where you been, they asked, as if they really didn't know. I tried not to gloat or show remorse, but Franny Spencer was never so good at hiding that stuff. And when the award for most unexpected couple came, it had to be viewed as an anti-climax. I let Franny carry the award to the car, and the shaking of the frame made it fall and break. That's okay. I traded all my worth for Julie. It didn't cost much, just a couple of carrots. Dale Mushrooms.
And what's the name of that one, Dino?
Oh, are we on? Okay. Hi, everybody. That is, well, you have the box. I only just...
In the Long Lust, Visiting Aunt Summer of My DeMuro House Years.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
How could you forget
something that simple?
In the Long Lust, Visiting Aunt Summer of My DeMuro House Years.